Moncrief on News Talk.
Does the Taoiseach mutter? In the Dáil yesterday, Mary Lou McDonald alleged that Micheál Martin tends to mutter and not enunciate properly. Could this shocking allegation be true? Does the Taoiseach need anti-mumbling lessons? Terry Prone of the Communications Clinic joins us now to clearly express the answer. Good afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon, John. I have to tell you, first of all, that I have worked with the Taoiseach, but not for years and years and years. And first of all, he enunciates perfectly clearly, despite coming from Cork. And secondly, the thing that he does, which is really very odd, is if he gets interrupted in the middle of a complex thought, he finishes that thought, even if he can't be heard, because the journalist or the politician is talking over him. Now, that's not mumbling. It's just a kind of cognitive oddity that once he falls in love with a thought, with a sentence, with a paragraph, he's going to deliver on it. Now, on the other hand, the three things that every politician must ensure is that they're heard, they're understood, and they're remembered. And Mary Lou accused the Taoiseach of not being the first of those. Now, she therefore got herself headlines, which is what most politicians live by. But she also put herself in an odd cohort, which is, if you think about it, who are the people who are always complaining about usually younger people, often their grandchildren, muttering or mumbling or not speaking clearly? Older people. And when you, it's one of the pieces of advice that should be given to every old person. If you can't understand them, go get a hearing check, because it's probably...
So are you implying Mary Lou's a bit deaf then? That's the problem here.
Never would imply anything about Mary Lou. I'm just surprised, John, as to what cohort of the voting public she wanted to reach. Because I can't, as a political analyst these many decades, I can't figure any voter being desperately motivated as a result of her accusing the Taoiseach of muttering. I just don't see it.
Yeah, well, it may have been an off-the-cuff thing. He can be a bit monotone, though. Do you not think? You know, everything's delivered in the same tone of voice, and it goes quite rapidly, and it's hard to keep abreast of what he's saying.
I'm sure you're right. I have to confess that I have not sufficiently listened to the Taoiseach in recent times. But he is not, and I'm not going to name them, he's not the only one in Leinster House who talks in a monotone. Why do they talk in a monotone, particularly when they have complex policy stuff scripted in front of them by a civil servant? That's when you get monotone. It's one of the oddities about the difference between Tony Blair, who was regarded as a brilliant communicator, and Gordon Brown, that nobody could understand. It wasn't that Gordon Brown mumbled. It was that he was in love with complex social and economic policies, and he never saw a technical statistic that he didn't like. And as a result, if you put all of that together, it reduces somebody to a monotone. And he had the added complication of coming from Scotland.
Yeah. Terry, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Terry Prone of the Communications Clinic. And before we go, I've been advised legally to distance News Talk from Terry's anti-Cork people comments. We do not reflect those sentiments. People from Cork speak beautifully.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.